Welcome to Celebrate Your Life with host Liz Dawn. Take a journey with Liz as she opens the door to deep and intimate conversations with some of the world's finest spiritual teachers of our time. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life.
Woohoo! And welcome to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and you are listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on vividlife.me. That is the platform that Celebrate Your Life is brought to you by. And thank you so much to the founder and creator of Vivid Life, Shane Travis. You have the opportunity to listen in on thought-provoking and great conversations every single day of the week. Check it out at vividlife.me, and you also get to read all these fabulous articles by spiritual visionaries from all over the world. So, to give you a little update on what Celebrate Your Life is all about, Celebrate Your Life is actually a conference that was created by my mom and I, oh my goodness, in 2002. And Celebrate Your Life is under the umbrella of Mishka Productions. And my mom and I started Mishka Productions 20 years ago this June 13th, which I can hardly believe because really I'm only 30 years old, so I don't understand how the company is 20 years old. And my mom and I created Mishka Productions with a phone line in her dining room 20 years ago, so that's pretty amazing, and I had absolutely no business background, didn't know what I was doing. I was an actress or a waitress or whatever you want to call me, and here I am running a business now. My mom oversees the events and all that kind of great stuff from the spirit world at this point. So Celebrate Your Life Conference is an amazing program where we bring together over 20 to 25 spiritual teachers and visionaries and great minds of our time, New York Times bestselling authors, TED Talk speakers, and we bring them all together in one fantastic four-day event. And we have our next conference coming up in Chicago on June 12th through the 15th. And it takes place in Chicago. Check it out. We've got Yanla Van Zandt. We have Neil Donald Walsh, John Holland, Colette Baron Reed, everyone who's anyone is going to be there. Our website address is www.celebrateyourlife.org. Again, that's www.celebrateyourlife.org. So come and join us. It's an over-the-top, over-fantastically wonderful event. You'll love every single moment of it. And today's guest on the show is one of the featured presenters at Celebrate Your Life, and I'm so excited to have her back with us again. And it's Lisa Williams. And Lisa is an internationally renowned spiritual medium. She had two television shows on the Lifetime Network. She's also the best-selling author of her latest book, I Speak to Dead People, Can You? Again, the title of that book is I Speak to Dead People, Can You? And you can grab that on Amazon quickly because I know they're selling quickly. And she also has her own membership platform where you can learn how to communicate with the spirit world, and it's soulconnections.com. And so it is such an it's so awesome to welcome to the show Lisa Williams.
Yay! Thanks, Liz. What an awesome introduction. I love it.
I don't know if I could talk today and not trip over my tongue, you know. We could have a great conversation. So, Lisa, you're going to be doing your own workshop at Celebrate Your Life, and you're also going to be doing something called the Three Mediums. We're going to have
you and
John and Colette on stage together. Tell us about that and what we can expect from your lecture.
Well, as you know, John Holland is an awesome medium. Colette Baron Reed has now recently stepped into her mediumship. Finally, we're all going, hallelujah, because she was a medium before she really owned it, and now she's really stepped into it. She's got a TV show and everything else, which is awesome. So the three of us, and myself, obviously, as a medium, the three of us are actually going to be on stage. We've done this only once before, but we have never been on stage together. And how it worked, I know, this is the first time ever. Last time, you know, Colette did her thing, John did his thing, and I did my thing, and we were never on stage as a group. Excuse me, I don't know why I've got my throat going today, but I know exactly what it is. But it's dairy. I've eaten dairy. I shouldn't eat dairy. Anyway, digressing. We're going back onto this. But we've never been on stage together as a collective group. And so this is going to be really phenomenal, where we'll be able to connect with spirit, and we'll all be able to give our own individual readings to maybe one person. John will give his connection to this person. I'll give mine, and Colette will give hers. So it's going to be really kind of a double whammy, you know, or three whammy, whatever you want to call it, a triple whammy, sort of like to one person. So we'll do our own thing, obviously, but then we're going to come on stage together. So it's going to be awesome.
I know. I think the energy is going to be so powerful with the three of you on stage. I mean, this is like the first time you've done this, the three of you on stage together. This is so exciting.
I know, it really is. And I think we're all excited about it. I mean, it's like fantastic to actually come along and do this. And certainly with Celebrate Your Life, I mean, I just love this conference. I really do.
Oh, thank you. And my mom thanks you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's
awesome. It's an awesome event. It really is. I mean, you know, I know I run it, but really it was just, this was just dropped into my lap by the universe and God. So there you go. So,
yeah.
Lisa, you communicate with the spirit world, right?
So I do.
How does that happen for you? Do you hear, feel, see? Like, how do you know that you're really, you know, communicating with spirit world, or it's just your head talking to you? Like, how do you discern the difference? And
you know what? I have no idea sometimes. Sometimes I do think I'm talking to myself, and sometimes I think it's all in my head. But I know it's not, because why would I get these crazy thoughts? But I do. I get visions. I hear things. I see things. I feel things. I get all of the above, what you said. And it's almost like everything goes on overdrive. So I see things that come forward. I hear things. I smell things. And as odd as it sounds, I always say, you know, I smell things. And people are like, really? But they're just simple things that we can go and establish and identify, say, hey, you know what, that spirit, that's my loved one coming forward. And that's how it works for me. It works for everyone.
So do you ever see, like, do you wake up in the middle of the night and there's someone standing over your bed or anything like that?
Thankfully, no, unless it's my boyfriend. No.
Yeah, baby.
Thankfully, no. Because I think, you know, I've learned to switch it off. I mean, there was once a time that I would have crazy stuff happen in the middle of the night. But for me, I've switched it off. I've learned to deal with it. I've learned to shut it away. So it's been quite kind of an interesting time for me. But no, I don't tend to at all. Even in the house I live in Lilydale, which is, you know, it's known for having spirits in. I don't. I sleep soundly here. It's great.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a good thing, because you need your sleep. We all need our sleep, right?
Yeah, so, I'm not nice when I haven't slept.
I know, me too. I'm the same way. I'm a little crank pot. Food and sleep, right? Really,
yes,
need it.
That's it. We do.
It's important. Absolutely important. So now I know that this came, your grandmother was very psychic, correct?
Yes, she was.
Now, do you believe that things like this can actually run in families?
You know what, I actually do, because I've seen it, and I'm one of those families, naturally, where my grandmother had this gift, and she told me when I was very, very, well, not very young, but when I was much younger, that I would continue with her work, and I was like, yeah, right, and next thing I know, she died, and before I knew it, I was obviously communicating with spirit, and carrying on with her work. And little did I realize that was what I was meant to do in life. But yes, I mean, so it has kind of traveled down the generations. My aunt did it as well. But I've seen it in some people where they do have it, like an accident might happen, and then all of a sudden it sparks off, it triggers. So I do understand that can happen for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've heard of that, because I knew that evidently, my great-grandmother had this, and then my grandmother did, and my mom really was intuitive. And, you know, I get hits every so often or pick up on things, but not to the extent mm-hmm. that the rest of my family did. Okay, so we're going to take a really, really quick break. I know we just got started talking, but we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, Lisa is going to maybe do a little demonstration and maybe talk about how each one of us can start tuning into the spirit world and asking the spirit world to show up in our own lives. So we've been talking with Lisa Williams. I'm Liz Dawn. You've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show on vividlife.me. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor, dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeist.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
And welcome back to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn. And just a recap of what I've been talking with Lisa Williams, internationally renowned spiritual medium. Lisa is one of our featured presenters at our upcoming Celebrate Your Life Chicago event on June 12th through the 15th. So make sure and check out the event and come be with us. The website address is www.celebrateyourlife.gen. That's celebrateyourlife.org. So welcome back to the show, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Liz.
Oh, absolutely. So we've been talking about spiritual medium and how you tune into the spirit world. So would you like to do a little demonstration?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I mean, you and I have known each other some time, but we've never done a reading, and we have never really connected in this way. So, and I know you're on a professional level, not on a personal level. So I just wanted to preface that to all the the listeners out there, just to make sure. So that's where we're at, aren't we, Liz?
Yes, I'm so excited, because you've never done this with me before.
I know. All right. So anyway, I know, obviously, that your mom has crossed, and which I do have her here, and you know, you gave me the choice of either getting, you know, having one of your staff to call in or you. And I actually did say, no, I need to speak to you because I have stuff for you. So I'm going to go with this because I do have your mom here. She's a beautiful, I want to call her the angel. I have to call her the beautiful angel. And she's coming in with such a graceful energy. And I never met her, but she's coming in with such a graceful energy. Thank you. And when I say thank you, it's because I'm thanking her energy for giving me the information. But what she's all, I don't know why, but would you know who Rob is? What's the connection to Rob?
Rob.
Don't worry if you don't know it.
Well, we have an Uncle Bob in spirit.
Okay. Well, this Rob or Bob, I don't know if it was connected to her, but this person's coming through as well. Direct, because she keeps saying, I'm with Rob, and it's that sounding
name.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, they're together. Let me just put it down. I'm like, who is this person? Anyway, so your mum's coming forward, and she's given me this absolute love. In fact, she's actually just shown me, or she's made a heart shape with her arms. It's almost like she's given me the fact that she wants to just bring forward love. Such an angelic energy. And she's so happy. Right, she's actually really happy that for some reason, you're taking Celebrate Your Life home. I don't know what that means or whether it's going home or what that means, but she wants to acknowledge that it's going home. And she's really pleased with the fact She's also embracing everybody who's actually taking part in this. She said there's certain people that need to be aware of this. But she's just given me so much love in the way that you're doing this. Ah, interesting. Now, what she's also doing is she wants to mention your sister here, which is obviously Jamie. And she's given me a lot of love for her. Now, this is interesting because she's actually pushing this guy forward, not Rob, but someone else. And this guy has got this, he's kind of a charming energy, real charming, real joking energy. And he's showing me that for some reason, and I don't know what this is, but would he have anything to do with you and your husband getting together or pushing you towards your husband?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, yes.
All right, because he's just saying, I'm finally glad that you took the plunge. It's almost like, hey, you just got to step into it. And I believe that this would be like a brother figure to you, so whether a brother-in-law or
yes,
a friend in that respect.
And that's the joke in the family.
Oh, okay, good. Well, he's actually showing me that he's glad that you followed it through, and he's glad that he played a part in the wedding, or he was mentioned in the wedding.
Yes.
But he's actually laughing about this. And I've got to tell you, his spirit is such a fun, energetic spirit. He's given me this lot of love. And he's actually wanting to acknowledge the children and Jamie. And he wants to acknowledge the fact that, thank you, that is there a birthday coming up or something? I know Celebrate Your Life is coming up, but there's a celebration or a birthday that's coming up that he's acknowledging here.
Okay. That was Jamie's birthday just was. Yeah. She just
right.
had a birthday. Yes. And my mom's
okay.
birthday is coming up. Yeah.
No, it's for Jamie then, because he's acknowledging the birthday that is present in this world. And he wants to thank you. And he's actually bringing her flowers. So either the fact that she had flowers that were unannounced or there was a connection to flowers, but he's giving her flowers. And he's actually talking about that he's sorry that he missed it. Now, he's also acknowledging a cabin. I'm not sure what a cabin is. But he's wanting to thank everybody for the cabin or the connect, and there's a feeling that either Jamie's got to go to the cabin or needs to go to the cabin or it needs clearing out for some reason. But would you understand that?
Oh my god, yes, 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 yes. He passed away
okay.
in the cabin, and he and that's a very special place for Jamie.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
crying on the show.
Okay.
Yes, I know exactly what it means.
He wants to acknowledge that, and he's also acknowledging the candlelight. So something was given, done by candlelight, or there was something, either a celebrate by candlelight, or there's a connection to candlelight.
Yeah.
But he's also acknowledging the fact that either a photograph has changed at the house, or there's been some movement around Jamie's home, or there's been some changes around the home. And he acknowledges the fact that his photograph or something about him has been either removed or taken down or put up. So it's some change in the fact where he's involved. And he wants to thank her for what she's done. Thank you. He's just said she's still wearing the ring. So would she still be wearing the ring of his?
She's talking about the wedding ring, the engagement ring.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah, there's something about the rings that they're doing. Yeah, that she's
right. Wearing. Okay. Well, what he's acknowledging is she's still wearing the ring, but I feel as though there's a connection to the ring changing. So it could be melted down and put with his, and then made into a pendant or something. Because I'm being shown that it's going to change, or it could change, and he's actually perfectly okay with it. I want you to know that he's absolutely perfectly okay with that.
That's exactly what Jamie wants to do. Exactly.
Right. Okay. Because he's showing me that it's going to be melted down, and I don't know whether I'm seeing it as a pendant. I often see a cross as a sign of a pendant, you know. So whether it is going to be a cross or whether it's just symbolized as a pendant, I'm not sure, but I'm going to leave it with you. And he's saying that that's the best thing for her. He's also acknowledging the dog. So there's a feeling that there's been a connection to the dog or some situation with the dog. And he's saying that he sent the dog to her. So does she have a dog that's significant?
Oh, wow. Well, 3 weeks after, his dog, their dog, Jamie had to put down their dog 3 weeks after he passed. And she just rescued another dog.
That's what it is, because he's saying that he sent her the dog. So there was a feeling that he sent her the new dog that needed to happen. because I feel as though this needed to happen. It needed to, you know, it was just his way of saying, hey, you know what, babe, I'm here with the dog. The dog is coming through me. And so that's what I keep being shown in there. And he's smiling, and he's smiling in a way that is just like, he's so happy. He's so happy about this. He really is. Absolutely so happy. Okay, thank you. And he's really pleased about the fact that things are going well. Have you been refurbishing your house? No, not refurbishing, furnishing your house. It's as though there's a feeling that you need to furnish your house. Does that make sense?
Yes, both. We're doing both. We're tearing the kitchen apart, and yes, we're getting furniture because...
Okay, good. Because he said that you don't have furniture, right? And he's saying, and I'll tell you what, he's joking. He says, look, you can take the minimalistic approach too far, you know. So it's almost like he's kind of joking in that way. But he's saying, I hate to say this, but he's showing me that where you do have your office or where you do have your desk, does it need tidying up, like the desk area needs tidying up? He's calling you out, isn't he?
Yes. I'm always trying to keep my work desk neat. Always.
Okay. It is, because he's saying that it doesn't always work, and it's kind of like he's laughing about it. But I want you to know that he's very much with you, and he's just said it's a blessing to come through. And just give his love to everybody. Please give his love to everybody. And he just said that you were the best person ever, and he wants to thank you for your part in how you played in his passing as well.
Wow. Oh, Lisa. I know I've seen you on stage. I've seen you on stage many, many, many times. And like, but being on the end personally and getting a reading, oh my gosh. That was awesome. That was amazing. I mean, everything you said, to the point, the joke in the family was Howard, that's our brother-in-law.
Right.
My Jamie's husband, who did transition about a year ago. And it was just beyond. It was just beyond sad, still is, of course, and so the joke in the family was when I met Jeff, my husband, I actually introduced Jeff to Howard, and, you know, they met and talked and chatted and everything, and I said to Howard, I whispered in his ear one night, I said, so what do you think? And he said to me, and I can't say this on the air,
but he said, abbreviate.
He said, take him home and bleep him. He said he's fabulous.
I love it.
Take him home and bleep his brains, right? So anyway, so you picked up on that, and that's very funny because that's always been the joke with us that Howard really gave the final approval of Jeff being in the family and me.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, everything was right on. I mean, including... The cabin, I mean, Jamie, they have this beautiful cabin up in Pine, Arizona, in the woods, and it's just breathtaking, and he loved it there. And so in the final days of his life, I mean, you know, he was in hospice by this point. They took him up there so he could sit in the living room and look outside at the trees, and that's where he transitioned.
Aww.
Yeah, looking
wow.
I know, so that was so right on, and I mean, everything...
Mm-hmm.
You're really good, Lisa.
Yeah, I try.
Wow.
I try.
So we've just literally got about 2 minutes before we close out. Can you give our listeners a little bit of a tip of how we can all just start to listen to Spirit World, how we can get messages on our own, just one or two little tips?
Well, you know, first and foremost is actually to look for the signs. So look for those silly little things like the butterflies coming by or a rainbow. And it's those moments where it hits you and you go, oh, is that a sign? But when you question it, you have to just say, it really is a sign, because when we question it, that's when our signs come. And really just to talk to them and watch for them to come forward in your dreams, because, and I'll be talking a lot more about this at Celebrate Your Life, but when you are aware of your dreams and you have visitations on them, that's actually when, you know, you're actually communicating with them. So you've got to really just be aware and look for them.
Wow. Okay. I like that. I like, because I do get visitations in my dreams. My mom does come
mm-hmm.
to me. And I'll wake up and I can't decide whether it was real or whether it was a dream. And, of course, it really is real, but it's like my mind has to can't wrap around it. My intellectual mind can't wrap around. Well, what just happened there?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Oh, well, that was fabulous. Thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for being on the show. I really,
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate
it. Oh, thank you. It's been great.
Yay. Once again, we've been talking with Lisa Williams, and check out her website at lisawilliams.com. Very, very easy, lisawilliams.com. Also, check out soulconnections.com, and Soul Connections is a membership site. And you can actually, as part of the membership, as part of one of the levels of membership, you actually get to be entered into getting a reading with Lisa. So it's really exciting, and Lisa's teaching all kinds of different things every single week on Soul Connections. So check that out. And, of course, come to Celebrate Your Life in Chicago. Again, that's celebrateyourlife.org. So, again, thank you, Lisa, for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks, Liz.
Great. And tune in next week for next Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You've been listening to the Celebrate Your Life radio show. I'm Liz Dawn, and once again, thank you, Shane Travis, for creating vividlife.me, and we'll talk next week.
Celebrate!
Thanks for listening to Celebrate Your Life with Liz Dawn on vividlife.me. Be sure to tune in each week for soul-nourishing, life-enriching conversations that will bring you love, healing, transformation, and honor your spirit.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's celebrateyourlife.org.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.